Tell me how it is that you became a children's book writer.
I had met a woman who told me about a dog who lived at the who didn't live but who worked at the Philharmonic with his dad, who was the principal stagehand. And this dog came to every rehearsal and interacted with the orchestra and the conductors. And since I had taught nursery school music and had a master's in music history, I thought that this little dog would be a perfect vehicle to teach children. So I met the dog and that night developed a whole story around him to introduce children to the instruments of the orchestra.
So this is a way of using dogs as an introduction to another world. And then your second book was about a different topic, wasn't it?
Well, that same dog I had marching across the Lincoln Center Plaza from the Philharmonic to the ballet, but it was called Jake the Ballet Dog, as opposed to the first book, which was Jake the Philharmonic Dog.
And what, in fact, is Jake, the real Jake?
Jake is a mixed breed terrier, and we called the second book a Nutcracker Tale because he interacted with the characters that all the dancers from the Nutcracker Ballet.
That's great. Now, your third book, of course, is very close to home. It's a book about dog showing, something that you are extensively involved in. How did that come about?
This was a labor of love, talking about poodles. I love very, very much, and I wanted to give some notoriety to both my poodles and also to my mentor, Wendell Sammet, with whom I bred and co-owned dogs for the past 20 years. So in the book, which is called Best in Show, there is a trainer whom I named Wendell, and he is indeed the reason that sparked the interest of this book.
This is really a canine Romain Arclef, because not only is Wendell standing in for the real Wendell, but the dog heroine of this piece, Jem, is in fact based on your lovely bitch.
Yes, that's right. She's one of the offspring of my grand champion Alakai Miki Moto on Fifth, who had won 88 Best in Show titles and had won two consecutive non-sporting groups at the Garden. And little Jem is one of my most precious poodles, and I thought she would be a darling heroine for the book.
Were you, in fact, literally modeling your character on her? Were other things about the way Jem is described in the book that relate to the real Jem?
In actuality, a lot of things were about Mickey. Once Mickey had remained steadfast when Wendell had fallen, and that was incorporated into the story. And also, Mickey's litter was a litter of five males, and we couldn't tell them apart because they were white and fluffy and adorable. So, in fact, we colored their tails with food coloring to tell them apart, which is also depicted in the storybook.
Now, I thought that's interesting because I thought in both those cases that you had invented those things. In the first case, because it would be such a delicious image for a child, it reminded me of coloring Easter eggs. And in the second, I thought, oh, how sensible of her. It's going to seem too easy if there isn't a moment of tension. But these were, in fact, real.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely true.
Now, I noticed that you have an informational section at the end of the book. Is your hope that this book will draw children to get involved in the fancy?
Yes, very, very much my hope. And we giggled when my publisher and I had talked about it, and we called it information with the emphasis on the F-U-R. Giving children information about how they could get involved in the sport, and they could become junior handlers after the age of 9. And also to tell people that dog shows occur all year long in different parts of the country, and to also give them some information about poodles in general, that there are three sizes, and how I don't know if people know that you expect the same standard, the same qualifications in their confirmation among the toys, the minis, and the standards, and it's just really the height that separates them.
So they're really like looking at the same aesthetic, only in different scales.
Exactly. Same aesthetic, different scales.
How do you work with your illustrator? I've always wondered this about children's books. Do you provide page by page? Do you sit down together to get the page and the image to work together?
The first thing you do is hope that your publisher has your best interest at heart, and Walker Books is very much my alter ego, and they represent the story and present it to an illustrator, and you cross your fingers and hope that they can present the characters just the way you envision them. And I was very lucky that Andrew Day did very much that. I love the expressions on Jem's face. I love little Abby, and I certainly love Wendell.
When you're writing then, because of course you know you're writing for an illustrated book, do you try to write so that there's a suggestion of an image? I remember there was, you had that lovely image at the end about Jem leaping into her arms and about the way the puppies looked.
Yes, that's true. But I must say that when you first present the text, it's fuller. And you give, you leave a lot of your description in that text just so that your illustrator can have a more profound sense of what you have in mind. And then later you take it out because in a children's book, you don't need to have it both in text and in the illustration. You have to share the description.
I've often thought the reason really good children's books succeed is that they don't condescend at all. They don't imagine that children are dim-witted or need to be condescended to. Did it help that you had brought up children and that you had a kind of sense of their own voice and patterns?
I think definitely. I think that's definitely true. But it's also very important for me in writing to have something to teach, that I don't want children to necessarily just enjoy the rhythms, which certainly they can, or to enjoy the pictures, which they most definitely should, but I also want them to learn something. I want my work to have content.
And you were careful to use all the real terms. I noticed that you use gated, which a child might not have encountered before, but the context makes really clear what's going on.
Exactly, and there's a careful line between too much and too little of the vocabulary in a subject. When I finished the book, I thought, oh my goodness, I didn't tell them what stacking is, and I didn't describe pedigree, and I didn't describe a few other terms that I would always like to go back and do. But I think that if they can absorb the amount that I put in, I'm happy.
Now, this book has clearly given you an extended life as a lecturer, and you're going to be at Doubles this afternoon doing a demonstration. What do the demonstrations consist of?
I would hope that children would learn responsibility and have respect for animals, and certainly poodles, because they're my passion. But today's demonstration will be on how to show a dog, and I have a lead to put on Jem, and I will show the children which side she is to walk on and how she is to hold her position, which, as I mentioned before, is called a stack, and about baiting, where you take a little piece of food and move it side to side to show how a dog follows you and is in contact with your eyes so that you can have control over your exhibit or your puppy or your dog. And we will also have some grooming demonstration. I will bring a pin brush for her tail and a slicker brush for her mane and some squeaky toys to show how she will follow those along the path.
Now, I have to say, I thought I was fairly knowledgeable, but I had not heard the expression pin brush before. What is a pin brush?
Pin brush is little metal prickly spikes that you brush the tail with so that you don't hurt any of the hair, and it just separates it so it will look like a great big feather duster. Jem is now in what's called a sporting or a lamb clip, and it's a retirement clip, and her ears are bobbed kind of like Doris Day and fit her sparkling personality.
I think they're very Doris Day-like, actually, both the slightly fluffy quality and the common sense underneath.
Yes, very fluffy and a lot of common sense.
Now, is Jem also going to be traveling across town to another adventure, or what do you have in mind as an author?
Well, when Mickey's mother, named Jewel, was alive, she and I were the first pet team to go into Mount Sinai Hospital to do animal-assisted therapy with patients. And it's always been an interest of mine to either take Jem as a retired show dog or another dog, another poodle, and explain how you would take the dog into a hospital to do animal-assisted therapy.
So that might be the basis for your next book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lovely way of showing children, even in difficult circumstances, how much a dog can matter.
Oh, certainly. And retired show dogs make perfect therapy dogs because they're already trained and they know how to behave.
And that stillness, I often think that it's hard. You can't be agitated in those conditions, and they're so good at stillness.
That's exactly. Exactly. And they've worked so hard in their show career, and they still want to please. And so to give them this additional career is beneficial to both the owner and the dog.
Thank you. That's a wonderful summation of your book life. Let's move on to your pre-Westminster life. What is it that you most enjoy about Westminster every year?
I enjoy most all my friends coming from around the country and gathering and talking about their dogs and talking about what they've done all year because it's a grand reunion.
What's the most challenging thing about this week?
The most challenging thing about this week is keeping your energy up because there are so many activities and you want to be at all events, you want to be bright and bushy-tailed every time you see your friends, and you get very, very tired in the middle of it. As a matter of fact, you're almost exhausted by the time Monday and Tuesday of the actual Westminster days.
What are the top five things on your to-do list this week?
Let's see, the top five things, Ellen Charles, who is my co-breeder and co-owner with some of our dogs, and we even have an exhibit this time, Fran, in the poodle ring, and Ellen and I are hosting a cocktail party for our dog friends on Thursday night, so that's very exciting. Bonham's Gallery is another event that I'm looking forward to, and the pre-Westminster press conference on Thursday is going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I'm also looking forward to the Spider-Man, the theater benefit that's held this year, I think for the Humane Fund of the American Kennel Club.
Anything different or special about this year from other years?
I think what makes this year special for me is the launch of the Best in Show in the middle of it. I thought of something else, and that is Mickey has several relatives competing this year in the standard poodle ring, and one of them is a beautiful daughter, and I have high hopes for her, so my fingers are crossed, and even though we're not the owners, we are family, and I am cheering loudly for all Mickey Moto relatives.
And you were saying before we started recording that Mickey has actually a significant number of offspring helping to pass the line along.
Yes, I don't know whether I had mentioned it before, but in addition to all of the pride that we have for his awards, he has sired nearly 100 champions, some of which are Best in Show winners themselves, and we couldn't be more excited because not only is it terrific to have all of these awards, but to be a grand producer is very special in the dog world.
Something that, of course, that at People happens only to sultans.
It really is fun. And I've gone on Facebook, thanks to my publishers who encouraged me to. And the notices I get from people who have Mickey Moto children are just heartwarming.
If a dog had your life, how do you think he or she would lead it differently?
Jem, if you were me, what would you like to do? She'd play the piano.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
Let me think for a moment. This is a particularly exciting Westminster for me because my husband and I are about to be grandparents for the first time, and I'm thrilled that I will have a built-in audience.
I think you've answered my question about Jem. She would simply be rooting for you and hope that your book is going to do well.
Oh, thanks
so much, Karen.
Thanks so much.